Beginner daf sech besachem der flam at beginner mit auf beginner taste the master begins with the gemara am rabba says how this halach is chametz bezmano chametz during pesach bim shloim bim whether it's the same type a different type also b'choshu it's forbidden even in a minute amount that part rubber rules karav like rav taste can we explain if this when it's the same type how do we rule the halacha is it forbidden in the mashu minute amount or is it with that of a ratio of 60. Because our Gemara here, Rava ruled that chametz, in the time when it's during Pesach, as we just said, it's b'mashu, like Rav. But shalei b'zmana, he ruled like Rav Shimon that then all types are going to be mut. So Taisus brings the Pasuk Rashi b'chulim. Rashi rules in Masechet Chulin, the bin b'mina b'mashu k'r b'yehuda, that when it's the same species, like a b'yehuda, that a minute amount is going to be asur, meaning there's no bittel when it's in the same type. It's not going to be batel b'shisha. And the reason why is because I'm perikal abasa, because the gemara in the chulin of kofetes medals min b'minay le batel when the same species there's no nullification. And after Rebbe comes asur, also Rebbe says over there then they're in the Rebbe Yehuda. It appears they're in the Rebbe Yehuda. Nachal lechazachi sounds like that's the halacha. Wait, the Raya also Rashi brings where they approve. Mahad the pliga by Rabbi Peg Basta by the Zod that Abayin Rabbi disagreed in the last peg and Abayin the Zod of Simad Bam Benaf. Chal the Chamer v'Chal the Shech when you have the vinegar of wine and the vinegar of beer, and Chamer the Chita v'Chamer the Sari and you have the yeast of wheat and you have that of the yeast of barley that they're mixed together, one permitted, one forbidden. Rabbi Mabmash, Rabbi says minute amount. Abayin Mabmash the time it says only problematic but gives a taste. Why? Mishum the Maaseh of Basa Shmaslin one goes based on the name. If it makes the same min, Masa B'Losa Tamas, and one says it goes based on the taste, which has a different taste. Now, Alma, so that, but one thing you see is that Bein Labai, Bein Laraba, but that both of them essentially hold the min b'min b'mashu, that if it would be the same type, if let's say when based on Shema, on the name, then it would be forbidden in my new amount, which is like a Behuda. The only machlikas was which one you go Shema or Taima. So if you see that, again, that they rule like Rabbi Huda. But moreover, since Taisa is Pasuk Rava Bishmaita, Rashi says that Rava rules here in our sugya as we start off Taisa and Maskel, Min B'Min B'Mashu, correct? That a minute amount is going to make it forbidden with the same type, which is like Rav. But says Taisa Rabbein Tam Oimir, says the Chol Elo in Marayas, all these are not proofs. The Ein Halacha, like Rabbi, the like Rabbi, actually Halacha is not like Rabbi, they're not like Rabbi. So the fact that Rabbi is like Rabbi is not a right. But he did Perek Basuk, the Mesel of the Bazar, and this says in the last Perek, the Bazar, Plug the Bayam Rava. Matzamen, what you could actually say, is the chamir v'chala, the tebel v'yayin nesach. What type of vinegar and yeast are we talking about? Of untithed produce and of yayin nesach. Ah, the major b'rich m'shlokash b'mashu. There they agree that there it's going to be aser in a minute amount. And that's why it's going to be aser b'mashu, because of the stringency of avodah zarah and of tevel. But in general, the halacha would be that actually it'd be in a halacha of shisha. So do the Shmaita, this that Rava rules over here. So Iger seen the Bemashu Karav, which we're going to see shortly that that's contested. But even if we have the Girsa that it's also even the minute amount, which is like Rav, Yeshlim, what you could say is, Shapaisi Bechametz Karav. He only rules regarding Chametz like Rav, but not for coming from Rav's opinion. Because you're right, the Rav, the Sri Lebechal is in Shabbat Rav, although he holds that by only prohibition of the Torah. In when it's the same type, it's if it's been even the minute amount. But Rabbi Leslie Eladav Kabbal Chametz Pesach, Rabbi who rules like him is only specifically regarding Chametz on Pesach, Shum Chametz Chametz, because of the stringency of Chametz. But all the Surim would actually be B'Shishim. And Begam Rabbi Yehudai Goyin Pasikain, Rabbi Yehudai Goyin, he also rules like this, the Dav Kabbal Chametz Pasik Rabbi Karav, that specifically by Chametz, Rabbi rule like Rav. Because the Shalom Mikam made, because they had asked from this Rabbi Yehudai Goyin, Kol Yisurin Shavatar B'Mashu Karav, all Yisurin in the Torah, is it a Manin amount like Rav? Like when this in Tamakir B'Yechon, was it that it gives taste, Shisham like a B'Yechon? But he should be responding, in Amar of, when the fact the Rabbi says, Chametz B'Zman, B'Yem, B'Min, B'Mishlam, B'Min, B'Mashu, which is our taste of a Maskel, Chametz on Pesach, whether the same type or not, the same type, it's going to be also a B'Mashu, it became B'Ham, Miu, Halach, Grab, B'Mashu, it's over this, specifically by Chametz, that Allah is going to make Rav like a Manin amount. Abishari Surin, when this in Tamakir B'Yechon, when Krishna, but regarding all prohibitions, would be that if it gives taste, that of what's generally called shishim, like a b'yachin neshlakash. Vaydam Rebentam, more of a Rebentam, he says that actually, like a sin b'mashu karav. The girsa is not that he rules in this halach of chametz pesach, am I need him like Rav. B'mashu b'hak, so too, sounds like this from the b'halachas g'dayles, legorously, that that's not his girsa. And that actually, b'sav rav, kam chametz k'r'b'yachin, that actually, even regarding chametz, he rules like k'r'b'yachinan, that the halach is going to be chametz and pesach, is actually only b'nais and tam. So why didn't you just say explicitly that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's forbidden with Tam? The reason is, Mishum Dahab, because then I would have thought to say, if I would have just said, like Rabbi Yochanan, like Pesach, obviously, Abizmani, that the only rules of Rabbi Yochanan only on Pesach. Have a Shlebizmani, like, but not on Pesach? No. To like Tikshi, the Rabbi, that we shouldn't ask Rabbi on Rabbi, because the Amma Rabbi, Kadnasa, with the concept of Shimon, Rabbi rules that actually after Pesach it's not forbidden. He rules that it's only a pamphlet like Rabbi Shimon, because the Baruch, like the Gemara itself asks, oh, it's a you have to go ahead and specify and say what the halacha is regarding Bizmani and Shalai Bizmani, so that you should understand that it's not a contradiction in Rav himself, but the truth is he really rules like Rabbi Yechon. Now, maybe Rabbi Intam Ryan, Rabbi Intam brings a proof to this, because if had just really the Rav of the Perikot HaNosha, explicitly Rabbi holds, and Chodnab Tzadik Zayin and Mabez, that Min B'min B'samach, that we're in the same type, it is a din of Shishun. Because the Kama, the Gemara says that the Rabban B'tam B'chol the Rabban say that when you have a prohibited item that falls into a mixture of permitted items, that it gives it's forbidden with taste, which you have to have the cook taste it to see if it gives flavor, which so you have a non-Jewish cook to see if it gives a taste or not. So the Gemara explains that min b'mina when it's the same type. So the likelihood make a matam with it, you can't even have the non-Jewish cook taste it because it's the same type. Or inami also min shalibim in the black filo, or even when it's not the same type, but there's no non-Jewish cook to taste it, that you go besamach, you go with shishim. So you say explicitly that Rava holds that min b'minai, it's only going to be aser b'shishim. Now what am I doing? And the inland place don't reject it. Just the Rava says that min b'minai is going to be shishim is the ma'ir b'cham b'chad tabin. He's talking about by new wine and with grapes. That's the mixture of David Tame Echad, which it has the same taste. And Bahaba Basamach, and the reason why it would be Bashishim Shim the Rabba Basa Shmazal, because Rabba, as we mentioned before, goes based on the title and not the taste. And therefore, even if it has the same taste, but since it does not have the same name, Beloy Chashamino, so it doesn't consider it as the same type, and that's why Rabba was saying it's going to be Batal Bashishim, and not with a Mashahu to be Asr. No, you can't say that, because Mkin and Mikar Min Bamina. Then why is the Gemara they're calling it? Rabba saying it's called Min Bamina, if according to him, the reason actually would be because Min Bashayna meaning. Obviously, Rabba holds that yes, it's Min Bamina, and still this is going to be only up until Shishim, and not with a Mashu. And therefore, like Rabbi Nitzan says, we're not garish that he rules Bamashu Karav. About coming to Rabba, the Gemara Menachas Chafik Gimel Menach, Mishani Rabba answers, the suburb of Yehuda holds, min b'min b'davar achav b'chulup. You have something of the same type and something else. The halacha is, you remove the same type as if it's not there, and then you have the one which is not the same type, that's the majority, and it's mevatel, that one which is the minority. So then it will nullify the dvar isr, the forbidden thing. Now, but if it wouldn't say to remove the permitted one as if it's not there, so then the meat which is prohibited, which would make the meat of heter forbidden, even a minute amount. And you would need, forbidden meat would make it forbidden. You would need shishim of the rative of the heter, even in relation to the permitted meat. Because you would say that that would become forbidden because of the forbidden meat. But since Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda says this, so mechlad the iulesle. Yeah, that would be according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi himself would not hold that that would be forbidden in the mashu, rather because he holds min b'milei is b'shishim and not with a mashu. So another proof, Tezkim are being raised that that's how we rule that's b'shishim, not with a mashu. Perikat the Ravis. Zvachim of Ayin Tesim Abayis, Ksavar, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov holds min b'milei bottle. At the same time, there is nullification. You don't say it's in a bottle like Rabbi Yehuda holds. And we generally rule like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because his Mishnah is Kabanaki. So to some of the Gemara come, Bishul Mesechta Zevei, we have a non-Mes Gemara, the end of Be'ed of Lamechesim Abayis. Regarding the Min B'mina, we see that B'nais and Tam, not a Mashu. Because the Gemara is told about a woman who borrows something from a friend. And regarding the Tchumen, we say that there's a mixture of the different ingredients. So the Gemara says, one opinion says, what does she lose what she gave? And they laughed at him. And the Gemara says, Shapa Abed Achichula, they did well that they laughed at him. Because chiti b'chiti, regarding when you have a mixture of wheat, nehit l'b'yud l'bottle, although korn to b'yud is not going to be bottle, but rabban mifta bottle, korn to rabbanon, it's going to be bottle, because the whole mimini is bottle. And says Tais Machav, the hachayachasa, from the wording of the Gemara, it sounds like that is the halacha, that's why they laughed at him, like rabbanon, that it is bottle, and yeah, the ingredient that one woman gave is going to be nullified, because even though it's mimini, we say it is bottle. And so says Rashi, Gufi Pasuk Perek Pasuk Masech Zor. Rashi himself rules in the last parak of Zor that some Rav Manav can be plugged into the Bayi of Rava. By the Machleis of Bayi of Rava, the Hilchos of Rabbi Yechonon, so Ben Noisin Dam, that the Hilchos of Rabbi Yechonon, that all that it's only also up until it gives taste. And the Bahag Shal Spam Yepasuk, the Bahag, the Baal Halachos of Spain, he also ruled the Chatich by Chatiches Ben Noisin Dam. I mean, you have permitted and forbidden pieces. It's only again if it gives taste, even though it's the same type, and again, it's not going to be also Mashu. Ma'isi mid the Rava, Perikat Anoshe, brings from Rava, and Chulin Dab Tzadik Zayin, Om and Aleph. That said, that, yeah, Min B'minoi, and there's no cook to taste it, it's going to be Vishish. Now, Tais clarifies, B'yayin Nesach, to come a Hazem Mashu, there that says that when it's Yayin Nesach, it's going to be Asa B'mashu, Om Rebbein Tem, it's a Dafka Kishnas Nasach Levarid Lefner Avodizar. Specifically, if it was actually poured as a libation in front of the idol. Damastin Kirk, because there it's actually going in the Mishnah of wine that got mixed with wine and water got mixed with water. Now, water getting mixed with water, you can't say that it's forbidden unless it was actually poured as a libation for the Beit Hazar, because there's no Stam Yain, which we usually call Stam Yain Yain Nesach. You don't have that by water. So obviously, it's when it was actual libation. With the Boitarti, that you need both. The Abish of a Minyan, that's something that it's counted. And Bisura, no, it's something forbidden to have benefit from it. That's why we say it's Asa B'mashu. Of a Stam Yain and the Shabbana, but regular wine of a non-Jew, which is permitted to have benefit, then actually B'samach is also going to have the Halacha of Batal B'shish. Now, B'chuvus HaGoyim, Shekhaz Rabbein Yisrael Tevalim, in the response of the Goyim that Rabbein Yisrael Tevalim wrote, much Rabbein Tami found, the Yain Nesach Shin Nesnasa Minna from Leia Avay Dezar, that wine that was actually poured as libation in front of the idol, also went out for Ben Tabbenefit, Bein Nebol Lavel Be'elvet, not Green Nelfat, even in a thousand, like we learned, Eila Asurin, these are things that are forbidden by certain Isur Hanoba culture, and that they make other things forbidden even a minute amount, which means not both in 1,000. Yainesa Bechulu, and now Machlau, the Sharishun, but the inference is other Isurun, and Bestam Yenun, and even the regular wine of Benanju, Chut Mitel Yainesa, except for untyped quarters in Yainesa, which are more severe, that Bemimina, Menchelem Mimina, whether it's the same type or not the same type, again, is going to be Menay Zadam, is going to be only if it gives a taste. Now, but after all these proofs, Tesi concludes that Chametz with Pesach also Ben Tam Maisa. But regarding Chametz on Pesach, Rabbein Tam did not act on this halacha that is permitted if there is shishin. Rather, he said to hold on to that mixture until after Pesach. Avagav the Bishultis Rav Chayy Nami Isa. Although in the Shultis Rav Chayy it also is brought the Rav Isla Gam Chametz with Nesin Tam. The Rav holds even regarding Chametz, as we said, that not the gears like we have, rather like Rabbein Tam, that even that he holds like Rabbi Yechonon that it's going to be with Nesin Tam. Still, Rabbi Tam did not want to be lenient in practice. The next test to begin with the Gemara Amar Rav. Rav said, "Kedayis for Pesach v'Shabir." Pats on Pesach. Regarding that, you have to break it. The Pesach explains that Rav that says you have to break it is even if you hold Nisan Tam Lavgam is going to be mutter. Because what bothering Pesach is Peribasim Masal Kabbat Dizayin Less Breaking Kabbat Dizayin Some Chesim on the base. Kabbach Bar B'Shicha when a mouse falls into beer. And it gives a taste. So Rav says that the beer is forbidden. Now, Masafkali, the Gemara is in doubt. Iksa Rav is because Rav holds Nishin Tam Lavgam also, even though it gives a bad taste, is forbidden. Ay Mutter, or he would actually hold it would be forbidden. But Achbar B'shukha Shpukha Meshabech, and a mouse in beer actually gives a good taste. Now, if you say that Rav holds Nishin Tam Lavgam is also, which you see the Gemara over there is debating, we can understand why over here he holds that the earthenware pots that you cooked chametz and you have to break it, even though it's giving a bad taste, because he holds Nesh Tam Lavgam as us. But the Isra really much, but if he holds that it's going to be permitted, if Allah Gamahach Shapi Shabir still says Taisis, it makes sense over here why he says you have to break the pots. Why? Because the Nesh Tam Lavgam, this that we say that if it gives a bad taste, is Dafka be the Evichar, is after the fact that he says that it's going to be permitted. How about it's Chil also, but initially it's going to be forbidden, because the Gazrin, the Shein Basiyam, or the Basiyam, because you're making Zera, if you let you use the forbidden pot when it's already past the day, when it gives a bad taste, you might use it on the day itself, which is Tam. It gives a good taste. Well, more of us says taste. The Hasam Shari, the reason why it's permitted, the fish plug him time and commercial be'et. It gives a bad taste as it is right now. The mouse gives it a direct bad taste. Abul Hacham over here, regarding an earthenware that had been cooked with chametz previously, in the plug him elamachman shashoba definitely cleats, only giving a bad taste because it stayed there overnight for 24 hours. There it's going to give a bad taste. But intrinsically, it gives a good taste, and therefore that may be where we could say that Rab would hold, Tam Lavgam would be us, even though generally hold Tam Lavgam. Would be mutter. We continue the next time to begin with the Gemara L'Shehino Adacha Pesach. You should hold on to it after Pesach, and then use it for a different type than what the chametz was used with. The Tzadikim explain that why, if you cook with the pots after Pesach, is that not a problem of what's known as imavat l'slikat chila? Taisa says, Timlari, it's a wonder to the re, this opinion of Shmuel. Nahid this real on the time of the Chametz Begeter Chashem Ashu, although we're saying that the taste of the Chametz in the pot is so insignificant, it's just absorbed taste. It's considered like a minute amount. Because in regin l'shtam shabbat v'yachad, you don't usually use so much at one time. But still, how can we understand this halacha of Shmuel? They could use it after Pesach, but that's now we learn the Mishnah about Nesel Ketchila. You cannot initially go ahead and be mevatel a iser initially to you then. In other words, this was actually all going in Rav. The Gemara had asked, why, according to Rav, do you break it? You could leave it till after Pesach and use the Shleib Minay. And Shleib Manoi, he holds that only Asa B'mashu. So the Gemara says, no, Xer, that you might come to use it with the same in. That's what Tais is discussing. When we even Eino Minay, what does that mean? There would be a problem with Eino Vat Nesla Ketchila. Even by Rabbinic Kisser, one can't go ahead and initially nullify, as Tyson proves. Didn't look at it because that wasn't the case. What do the Chum gain with their institution? They make it up until Shishim. Since you can anyways keep on adding until you nullify the Isser. And Tyson said, this is not comparable to wood, which is mukta, that falls off the tree into the oven and yamtiv, shemabalin etzim uchan masikin, that you could add on permitted woods that were prepared and you could then make the fires like Moses and Beyad Abdalma Beis, because also this is mukta. That's regarding the prohibition of mukta in the Shoshman HaTorah that has no biblical roots. Of a midis, like Shoshman HaTorah, but something has biblical roots, loy, then you can't be mevatlet like it's called. So therefore, it's difficult. What's the Gemara asking that you should hold on to the Pachas love of the Pesach and use it shalib amin, and that's the question on Rav, and then you'll have the bitl of the taste of the chametz that's absorbed in the pot in this chain amin. But you can't be about this like my Yisrael Rabbanon, which has a biblical source. And Farshah Rabbi Reis, he says, yeah, but since there's two things going in its favor. First of all, Shulnus Tamla Pagamas, give it a bad taste. Umashu Shlabi Bina, it's also just minute amount when it's Eina Minay. But Kakav Mavatna, such a kid, you can mevatl. Now, so it says, Labar Tzachlem, according to his words, what you have to say is, Dachem Perusha. This is what the Gemara was saying, you should hold on to the pot until after Pesach, well, Abish Shlabi Minay, Shuzah Shlabi Minay. If he holds the Tamil of Gamma's Mutta, which we said the Gemara elsewhere debated, but it, according to this, the Gemara was only asking it if you hold that it's Mutta, and then you have what's called Tartel Tibusa, two things in the favor of being able to Mevatel it like a Chila. Now, Verima Farshari explains a different interpretation. The Kivachak Deir Shalcharis, and since the pots are made out of earthenware, in U.S. Surin, if they're going to be forbidden to initially cook with it, because of like the Gemara saying of when you use it, or we had said before, because of you might use it on the day itself, and the elam takana, and it's going to be forbidden because of imavat mislek etchila, so there's not going to be any rectification. Elam takana zechash of the this itself is considered after the fact, so that's why it's you're allowed to be imavat, like it's not like etchila, because what else would you do with the pot? Now the avgav blin istigadeishu in basiyam asrim that although regarding the prohibition of a pot which wasn't used that day, we do say that's forbidden to go ahead and initially cook with it because you might use it on the day, as we mentioned this before, of the day that you use it. Alpha Bishan of the gun, although there's not going to be any rectification because you can never use it, you say because of Basyaimam. That's because that pot absorbed a lot of prohibited element. And therefore, yeah, you can't use it ever again. Here it's only a minute amount. And since it's Eina Minay, so Yoch Levatel, you could nullify it, because the that's considered like after the fact. Tinnik says, not to begin with the Gemara, Dil Asu Levit B'Minay. You might come to go ahead and use it with the same type. The Gemara had answered that, no, that's why Rav, you're right, Rav really should let it after Pesach, Eina Minay, but no, because of Atur Minay. So he's going to explain that when did Rav make this Gezerah, and when did he not? Because so Stasis Le'elah Gazer, previously in the Chavetz and Beis Rab, did not make a gzera regarding a mixture of Chametz, Shalei B'mino, Atur Minoi, when it's not the same type, Atur Minoi, why over here was he gezer with the pot after Pesach, even Shalei B'mino, Atur Minoi. And that's a Stasis, the Holy Shechish, is Abba L'Chametz, because it's not common for Chametz to get mixed with the Chametz of Pesach, which we've been to have Anoa, with that of Chametz, which is permitted, was baked after Pesach, and since the Muslim Shechish, the Gazer Rabban. To permit to cook in these pots, Ikla Migza, definitely you should make a decree because you very easily get confused with Mina in the Mina, and therefore that's where Rav made it there. So next says the Master, begins with the Gemara, Vavil B'Milcha, even with salt. Taisa can explain that why can't you eat the bread with salt? The Gemara says that it becomes a fleshing of bread, you can't even eat with salt. I bought them because on this the Gemara says later on the Bible based Pasha of Matzli Betan that this bread that was baked with roast in the oven. Aslach Bekutach, you can't eat it with the Babylonian dipkutach, which is milch eggs, which is dairy of a milk sherbet with salt gelat. Or why is it different than what we're saying over here? So it says no. Hasam Laisil Matam Rev. They were only forbidden because of the aroma. The Lek Isser Kolah, which is not so prohibited, but here you have the taste of the fats in the bread. That's going to be usher even by itself with salt. Because you might come to eat it with the kutach dip. Chazik will explain that why it's forbidden to even eat the loaf with kutach. What do you mean? That's what's called not by not, which tastes as like this. Betame, it's a wonder. But lechel b'kutach, who cares? Yeah. The bread that got the taste from the meat, which was in the bottom of the oven, should be permitted to go ahead and eat with the kutach dip. Because they're nice and tam, by nice and tamu. This is, the fat gave a taste into the oven, and the oven gave into the bread, which is a double giving of taste, what's called nats, which is nice time bar nat, which is a derivative of something that gave taste, which you're allowed to eat with the kutach. If you had fish in a pot, you could eat it with kutach. Now, although the pot had meat that was cooked in it, but the meat went into the pot, and the pot went into the fish, that's a not bar nat, that you're allowed to eat it with dairy. So why is it different than this bread over here? That's what says what you can say is now the Kama Hasam Nami, the Gemara tells us over there also that Snoin Shachot Chabasakin. If you have a radish that was cut with a knife, which had been used to cut meat, Aslach Lebekutach, then you cannot eat that with Kutach. Pirish Rashi explains why. Why is that not by not? Not as in the English word, not by not. Mishum Churfa that Snoin, because it's the sharpness of the radish that Balat Femi Dogim, Reischim Shalabakara, that absorbs more than fish that was roasted. That in the pot. Ah, so therefore, if you have fish that was cooked in a pot, wasn't just placed in the pot, you would not be allowed to eat it with kutach. Because through cooking, it absorbs more than regular, just like we said regarding the radish that was with the knife, which creates a larger level of absorption. It's only dogim sha'olubakar that you're allowed to eat with kutach. Ah, and then actually something over here. From the heat of the oven, these loaves absorb more. And even though it's quote unquote not by not, it would be forbidden to eat it with kutach. Now, the Pirsh Achash of Pirsh Akhon Shom, according to the other interpretation, Rashi explains over there, that Snai Nasa, the reason why the radish is forbidden is not because it creates more absorption and that it's not the permitted not by not. And Rashi says a different interpretation, no, Lefisha for Amen, because sometimes Shashem Nun is Karshal Asak and Mednikah, sometimes you get the fats of the meat that was used to cut beforehand, could still be crusted on the knife and it's not recognizable. Think of it's Snai Tam Basam Amish, you can have the radish literally taste of meat itself. It's not a second hand, it's actually a first hand. So then, kasha hachen, and it's difficult over here. Kimish in this kenechat on the oven, but in our case, since the oven was cleaned up very well, or was already heated up at a different time, then based on that interpretation, where you don't have the fats, why you're not allowed to eat the bread with the kutach dairy dip? That's what the taste says. No, you could say the same reasoning actually over here too. The shumet shalachez, because the fats that was on the earthenware oven, in the yochle kenech yofi, you cannot clean it out very well, and therefore, we're concerned that you're actually going to have a direct taste of the shanunis inside the loaves. And again, similar like we said by the knife, and therefore it's not going to have the permissibility of not bar not.